This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Congress has given final passage to legislation changing the law that governs the certification of a presidential contest. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The House has passed an overhaul of the Electoral Count Act as part of its massive end-of-the-year spending bill after the Senate approved identical wording Thursday. The 1887 law has been long criticized as confusing and poorly written. The legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for a signature. Biden, in a statement, said the provisions will help ensure that the will of the people will be preserved. The measure is the most significant legislative response Congress has made yet to former President Donald Trump's aggressive efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Norman Hall, Washington.
And the U.S. House of Representatives has given final approval to a $45 billion aid package for Ukraine, as President Vladimir Zelensky warned his citizens that Russia could launch attacks over Christmas and urged them to heed air raid alarms. A Russian strike on Ukraine's recently liberated city of Kherson killed at least 5 people and wounded another 35 on Saturday, authorities said, in what President Zelensky condemned as wanton killing for pleasure. A winter storm is wreaking havoc in the United States, outing power, snarling flight patterns, and affecting roughly 60% of the country's population. In an AP interview, U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says, though, that the Arctic temperatures will pass in a few days.
The bomb cyclone is currently located in Canada over Quebec. The forecast is for that system to very slowly wane and weaken over the next 24 to 48 hours as it drifts northward